Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. We also try to bring you amazing stories of individuals that are doing things to not only go after their own dreams, but also to inspire others as well. Our next guests are definitely being able to accomplish that. I have Lenore Luca and also Joe Luca joining us. They're the host of the program Keeping Up With Cool. It airs exclusively on FirstRun.tv. We're going to talk to you guys not only about what it's been like for them to host this program together, but what it's been like for them to inspire others along the way as well. Lenore, Joe, hello to you, and welcome to Conversations Live. Glad you all could join us today.
Hello.
Lenore, I want to start with you on this journey. You know, what has it been like for you not only to be recognized for this show and the other work that you've been able to do as a speaker and as well as author, what has it been like for you to host this show and as well as share this experience with your brother?
Wow, that's a lot. I don't know how I can get that in, like, one whole minute. But starting out, I think it was just a great opportunity, and I found something that I loved. And the fact that I, over the years, that I was able to bring in Joey and to have him not only by my side, but supporting me and doing, like, this dream and everything together is something that I can't, like, really explain. And sometimes it's kind of hard working with siblings, and I will admit that, but there's nobody else I'd rather go through the process with.
Yeah. Joe, I got a chance to watch one of the episodes as I was prepping for this, and you guys really have not only, I think, you know, a great chemistry together, you know, it kind of comes to the show, Keeping Up With Cool, but also seem to have a lot of fun with this. Has that been one of the big parts of this for you, to not only being able to share great information and to do this program, but also to be able to have fun along the way?
Yeah, I mean, my sister and I were always really close, and whenever on the show, it just brings us a little bit closer because we always have so much fun, and I think that helps bring such a great dynamic the show because there's good chemistry there and we work off each other and it just makes everything flow perfectly.
Exactly. And, you know, I think the other thing about this for the two of you guys is that, you know, the audience is so vast. I mean, for one thing, because it is something that is filled with positivity, something that we definitely need more of. But also, I think, you know, being able to share things that everyone can kind of, you know, find something that they can relate to. Lenore, for you, has that been a part of the excitement, too, being able to know that, you know, not only are you enjoying this, but so many other people are enjoying watching?
I think that's crazy because I know that it really hits once you actually meet your audience and you meet fans and people because we've gone out and we've spoke at different schools together. We've been to different events, and you do have girls coming up to us or guys coming up to us saying, thank you for that specific segment, ABCD. Like, it really helped me figure out who I wanted to be, or thank you for making me laugh at that one point, et cetera. So being able to touch at least one person really means a lot.
Yeah. Joe, I think, you know, one of the great things about having you being a part of Keeping Up With Cool is that we definitely need more male role models that are showing, you know what, you can have fun, you can be serious about things that you love, and then, of course, have a good time as well. You know, just like Lenore was saying, has that been one of the benefits for you to know that you are inspiring other guys to do the same thing?
Yeah, I mean, not just guys, but girls, like she just said, guys and girls have come up to us and said that you've helped us in this way, and that just actually that gives you, like, a warm, fuzzy feeling on the inside because it makes you feel like you've actually done something right and you've actually helped out someone. And helping out one person could lead to helping another person. So it's like it could possibly be a chain reaction, and that just makes me feel good about myself. And it definitely makes Lenore feel good about herself, too, because that just inspires us to do better and do more.
Lenore, as you referenced earlier and as I mentioned, you're not only the co-host of this show, Keeping Up With Cool, with your brother, but also so many other things you've done. I was on your website, too, and I was prepping for this. And, you know, you're able to give these great talks to individuals, not only about, you know, who they are and what they can be, but also what they're leaving behind. The Internet can be such an amazing thing when used properly, and you have talked about this yourself, Lenore. You know, talk to us about that responsibility and how you've been sharing that with people, that, you know, people can learn so much about you just by what you post online.
Well, I hope that, like, 1 minute and 30 second video at that high school really inspired you. But I think it's especially it's something that no offense to our parents or people that are older than us, nobody really understands how much things could be said and how easy it is to have things accessible on the Internet. So with one word and one tweet or one Facebook message or one picture, Like, you would think, like, back, like, 20 years ago, like, that picture, if nobody sees it, like, whoop-de-doo, it's not going to be a big deal. But now that it's on the Internet, like, regardless about whether you delete it or not, there's always somebody that has a copy of that. It's always floating into, like, this whole cyberspace thing. So whatever you post is never going to be deleted. And it's always there to, and I hate to say haunt you, but it's always there to remind you about what you should and what you shouldn't do. And everything that you do see on the line, you see about girls posting stupid things, guys posting stupid things, people not getting jobs because of their Facebook profile. Whether they change their name on Facebook or they delete it or not, that pictures and those search engines and things can still come up. And I really think that within the next 10 years that we're really going to see how especially our generation is going to react to maybe not getting a job because of what was on Facebook and because of what was on Twitter. So I think more positivity needs to be posted online versus, like, negativity and cruel.
Yeah, and, you know, I think, you know, it is sometimes very difficult because, you know, there are things that can frustrate you, and Joe, I want to talk to you about this. There, it's very easy to react quickly by posting something, and then you think, okay, after you cool off, okay, you know, it's gone. You know, how has having this platform that your sister and you have, how has that kind of made you more aware of what you're saying and doing online?
I mean, it makes us more aware because we know that people are looking at us constantly and looking up to us in some ways. So before you, it's basically the same, think before you speak. It's the same thing online. Think before you write something online because it's always there. And what you say shows who you are. It's as simple as that. And so when we come to thinking about, like, what we have to write online or what we say, even if we're heated or we're not heated, we always have to make sure that it's right, it's proper, and it just doesn't look bad upon us.
Exactly. And I think that's a great reminder for all of us. For those who are just tuning in, either on the radio dial here, of course, in Mississippi, or online through our friends at blogtalkradio.com, you're listening to Conversations Live. You just heard there from Joe Luca. Also, we're joined by his sister, Lenore Luca. Together, they're the host of the program, Keeping Up With Cool, that airs exclusively on FirstRun.tv Network. We'll be reminding you that, of course, and as well as how you can stay in contact with what's coming up next for them on the program. Lenore, where did the actual idea for the show come from?
Well, what happened was I'm actually on Blog Talk as well. I have a show called Teen Groove on the Move. I've been doing that since I was 16. I started off my junior year in high school. And I think from that platform and interviewing people and chatting and just meeting different people, I guess, and fans, I guess, around the world really inspired me to want to be able to not only have them hear my voice, but to physically see a message and physically see what is going on in front of them. And honestly, my dream since the beginning has always been TV, to be an on-air personality, whether it's on news or taking over Ellen's time slot or Wendy Williams' slot. But that's always been the ultimate goal. So when we came across First on TV and we came across Keeping Up With Cool, there was nobody else that I decided to want to work with besides Joey. And even though now that I'm in Jersey and he's in Pennsylvania at school, we still work it out through traveling back and forth with filming, or I'll go down there, we'll do some segments, he'll come up here and do some things. So I think that's going to be one of the most difficult thing, I guess, starting as of like 3 days ago when he left and moved it to school. So, but that's really how the idea came up, is the both of us to do the whole sibling thing and really make 30 minutes or 20 minutes or 40 minutes out of somebody's day, have nothing about bad things and have them just laugh or have a good time.
Yeah. Yeah. Joe, you know, as you heard Lenore talking about that and having you be a part of that, you know, has it been a pleasant surprise for you, Joe, to see the way that people have responded to the program?
It does, actually. At first, I mean, everyone's skeptical of new ideas, and me and her were skeptical in the beginning to see how do people react and how people basically react and respond. And over the last couple months, the response from people and the interaction with people has grown so vast that it just pushes us more to do it, and it's great. I mean, I love it. She loves it. We couldn't ask for anything more, and we're just going to do our best to keep helping out people and keep doing what we're doing because we love you.
Well, it's definitely working, and you all have thousands upon thousands of supporters who are staying in contact with you through social media. I noticed that you guys had tweeted out about others being able to talk to you. My producer told me that we do have individuals who have called into the online side of the program to be able to speak with you. Caller from Massachusetts, area code 508. You're on with Joe and Lenore. What's your question or comment? Hello, caller. Can you hear us? okay, they told me they hung up. So I guess maybe they got shy.
I hope
shy.
We don't scare them away.
or maybe after I actually acknowledged them, they realized, okay, maybe I didn't really want to talk. I just wanted to listen. So one of the things that definitely happens, caller from area code 856, you are on with Joe and Lenore. Do you have a question or comment?
Why are
Hello,
we scaring caller? People away?
Oh, picture something.
Hello?
Hello?
Okay, I guess they just wanted to listen in as well. Well, you know, let's talk about that part of this journey for you, Lenore. I mean, you have, as I said earlier, I watched you being able to speak to groups of individuals, you know, when it comes to different platforms. What is that individual attention like? I mean, for you to be individually recognized for doing something that you love.
Honestly, I think my first speaking, I think, engagement ever, I was a senior in high school, and I went to do this whole YMCA youth rally group. Joey was there. I brought him up for like a whole 3 minutes. But the fact that right afterwards, there was a girl that came up to me, and she must have been like 15 or 16, bawling her eyes out. And I was like, great. Like, of course I made someone cry. And Joey's like, look what you did, Lenore. But it was actually a good thing because she's like, everything you were saying about being confident and opening up to yourself and trying to figure out who you are and telling everybody who you want to be and not who they expect you to be is something that I struggle with on a daily basis. And thank you so much, because now I'm going to go home on Monday and I'm going to stand up to my family, I'm going to stand up to my friends, and I'm going to put myself out there to be the person that I want to be. And I think hearing things like that is really what pushes me to go to other schools. And there was a high school that I was speaking at a couple months ago before the school year ended. It was in New Jersey, and I was down there, and there was a bunch of juniors, and they were all talking about their fears for, like, college and everything, and having, like, parents or friends that don't support them either. And to have them come up, and I totally put them on the spot. I was like, you know what? This is life. You're going to have to come up here. You're going to have to explain your stories, and you're going to have to do something crazy and, like, dance in the circle, because you have to be comfortable in front of your friends and in front of the people that you grew up with. If you can't do that, then how do you expect to go into the real world and make a marketing pitch or do a sales thing or something like that? And I was pulling them all up, and they were giving me, like, the scariest looks of my life. Like, I got some of it on video. It was so funny. But to do that is to putting people on the spot in a good, positive way, and to having them right. realize that starting out now is just, it will just make you 10 times better.
Yeah. You bring up a really good point, Lenore, in that. And Joe, I want to go to you with a question about what Lenore just said about confidence, because, you know, it's something that all of us struggle with, I think, at one point or another, sometimes more often than we would like to admit. How did you find the confidence to go after what you were interested in, Joe, whether it was, you know, being a gymnast or, you know, or doing the show or whatever it is that you decided to do in the future? How did you find the confidence to go for it?
It wasn't just inner self confidence. I had the right people surrounding me and helping me and pushing me towards what I loved doing. So when I was knocked down or when I was in the right spot, I always had my sister, my mom, my brother, my dad, my close friends, or any part of my family always just giving me that extra push. And unfortunately, for some people don't have that family support or friend support. So what you could do is you could look towards other people. You could look towards, hopefully people could look towards my sister and I for that extra confidence, extra ego booster, so they get out and do things that they love and not hopefully be judged and hear from another person that no matter what somebody else tells you, that shouldn't affect your confidence, nor should it affect what you want to do. So even if you don't think there's somebody out there for you to help you with, there always is. And just look, because you will find someone.
And I'm going to actually put Joey on the spot here, because he didn't fully explain it, but I was going to say, for Joseph specifically and for any athletes that are out there, and maybe if you don't know this, that like being knocked down from injuries upon injuries and sometimes being told that you're not going to be able to make it in whatever sport or whatever career, whatever hobby it may be that you have due to setbacks, doesn't mean that you should stop.
Yeah, I'll give a quick little synopsis story.
Sure.
So last year, I actually had two major reconstructive surgeries, one on my shoulder, one on my knee. Recruiting year, I was top of my game gymnast, very well ranked, and I just got knocked down. Once those injuries happened, my whole career, the last 14 years of my life, flashed before my eyes, and my dream of going to compete collegiate gymnastics is more right down the drain. And thanks to my family, my brothers, my sisters, my coaches, my close friends, everyone helped me boost the confidence up to get back to where I was supposed to be. Doctors told me no. and somehow, some way, I'm competing collegiately right now, and I'm so thankful for it. And it's all because of my family helping me get the confidence back to doing what I love doing.
Right. Right. You know, that brings up a really good point, too, Lenore, about support system. And you just heard Joe mention, you know, that it's not just from the inside. It comes from those outside as well. You know, I think in speaking to your point, Lenore, what you said about, you know, and even Joe mentioned this, about knowing there are other people out there. Maybe you don't have it in your home. Maybe you don't have friends, but you have the two of you. You know, is that a responsibility that was easy for you to accept? Because it's, you know, I talk to people in this program sometimes about, you know, especially those individuals who are in the public and, you know, people know who they are and, you know, people look up to them and they want to be them and they want to, you know, do all the things that they've done. You know, was that an easy thing for you to realize that as you were building your public profile that you would become one of those people that would be that example?
I mean, I'm always the one that, I guess since day one, has been the one that always, like, my friends have gone to come with their problems to me or have been asking me for advice, and sometimes I can only help them and I can't help myself. But I think that, I guess regardless of what profession you're going to be in, you're always going to be looked up to in some kind of aspect, whether it's from a colleague, a younger sibling, a niece or nephew, or just your next-door neighbor. Regardless of where you are, whether it's that or fans, someone's always going to look up to you. So I feel like you always have to be on your A game. And, yeah, sometimes it is difficult to, like, have somebody come up to you. And, like, I'm going to personally tell you, like, I'm like, confident. I'll do anything, whatever. But sometimes there's a part of me that, like, will step back and be like, I don't know if I trust myself. I don't know if I'm confident enough to do whatever that may be. So to know that, like, we're, Joey and I, are not always perfect or we're not always the most confident or we're not always the most outgoing, but we all still have flaws. We all still have setbacks, and we all still realize that, like, we can help each other. And as much as, like, we try to help people and we give them advice and we do help them, like, they help us right back. Like, if we have a question or if we have a problem, the first people to respond, the first person to be there and be a full support. And I know Joey deals with a lot of, like, people asking him questions and his advice, too.
Right, exactly. And I think that is another great thing about the two of you working together and being able to show what's possible for both men and women. Again, for those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. You just heard there from Lenore Luca. I'm also joined by her brother, Joe Luca. Together, they're the host of a very popular program, Keeping Up with Cool. We're going to tell you guys here in a moment how you guys can stay in contact with them, as well as, of course, how you can stay updated on new projects that are coming up with them as well. You know, Joe, I hear people in this program say all the time about all of us have a story to tell. You shared a part of yours just with your experience. I mean, do you see yourself writing a book, kind of using your own life experiences as an example for other people too?
That's really funny because my mom has always told me, Joe, you should write a book. It'd be a great seller, because my whole life I've always struggled with illness or injuries. It just wasn't last year where I was basically broken. My whole life I've suffered, and my whole entire life throughout gymnastics has always been one injury after another. And the stories I have back behind all those injuries when work about for me, just some of them are just, you can't even, I guess you can't fathom, because they make me sound realistic, the things that have happened to me. And
like, you can't make them up.
Yeah, people will just look at me like, yeah, you're making that up. I'm like, no, I'm not. But I might one day, I might, because I have some stories to share that would take way too much time to tell on the interview right now. But it's a good idea. I might do it because it could possibly help someone else out there.
Yeah. Speaking of being an author, Lenore, you wrote the book, How to Be a Teen on the Move. One of the things that you talk about in your book is the decision to change or the decision to move forward. I think it's something that all of us kind of go through, you know, especially at the beginning of each year or at the end of a year. You know, we kind of make these resolutions for ourselves, what we want to do with our lives, where we want to be. You know, talk to our listeners about the importance of making the decision, that it really boils down to if you want something, you have to make the decision to do the work to get it.
Especially with a lot of the stuff that Joey and I do in general, it's a lot of tedious work, and it's a lot of emailing and tweeting and editing and writing, et cetera, all the above that goes into whether it was to my radio show, Teen Groove, whether it was to me sitting in my room, like, literally crying my eyes out because I couldn't feel like I couldn't edit my book anymore. Like, I didn't know what to say. Like, nothing was coming to me at some time, or to just being on deadlines and you're like, this is due in, like, 20 minutes, and I can't physically do it. Like, what do I do? I think it's the whole point of, like, growing up and realizing that that's what life is and that's what everything is. So being able to learn that at such a young age, and especially about the being confident part that I did talk about and, like, rejection in the book, is definitely a chapter that I do always recommend, because you're always going to hear no. Like, we've heard so many no's before until we heard a yes. And, like, my favorite yes, and I always tell this, is it was my high school year. I was sitting in my journalism class. I wasn't supposed to be on my cell phone, but I was. And I got an email saying that tomorrow night you're going and you're covering an Aaron Carter show and you're getting backstage. And I was freaking out because, a 20-year-old, at the time I was, 18. I instinct Backstreet Boys, Aaron Carter, that was my childhood, okay? So, I'm freaking out. And just from all those no's that I was getting, to hear that one yes just made me feel so accomplished. And just because you get that one yes doesn't mean that no's aren't going to come afterwards. So that's definitely something that I feel that everybody needs to sit back and realize that, okay, I heard 20 no's, but there's going to be a yes out there. Or I've heard 100 no's, and there's going to be yes. I've heard 15 yeses. There may be a no coming up, but that doesn't mean I should stop.
Exactly. I think that is so important. Joe, let me ask you briefly about the decision. You know, you even what you shared with your own personal journey and being able to, you know, to pick yourself up and to keep going, to keep moving forward and to making strides. Again, that was based on a decision. Is that kind of what you share with others as well about, you know, no matter what may knock you down in life, it really is your decision whether to get back up and move forward or to stay down?
Trying to figure out a way how to say that. Yeah, I mean, you're going to get knocked down more in life than you are going to succeed, and that's the whole point of life. It's a lot of the time it's learning experiences about getting knocked down, and it's the way you handle those times you get knocked down. And if you strive, you're going to get up better, faster, harder, and stronger, and that'll lead you to success. So if you get knocked down 10 times and you get up one time, and if you get up that one time real well, that's going to do a lot more for you than not even trying. So don't let those times that you're down and out constantly affect your outcome, because one day, sooner or later, you are destined for greatness. Anyone and everyone is. And you'll have that moment where you are ready to do what you got to do. So that's the only way I can explain it, because that's just kind of how it happened to me.
Right, exactly. And everyone's journey is different, but I think the premise of what you said, Joe, is definitely so true, and I think that is what I hope our listeners take away from this. Again, everyone, you've been listening to Conversations Live. I've been speaking to the host of the show, Keeping Up with Cool. I've been speaking with Joe Luca, you just heard there, as well as Lenore Luca. Been talking to them not only about their own individual past, but what it's been like for them to be a part of this journey together. Joe, how can our listeners stay in contact with you and, of course, keep up with updates on what's the next episodes of Keeping Up with Cool will be available?
Well, for the show or anywhere, you could check out at Keep Up Cool on Twitter or at The Real Joe Luca. I'll be posting links to the newest shows, and that will be posted on at Keep Up Cool, which is our show Twitter. And then I'll hand the rest over to Lenore because she can get out her stuff.
Okay. All right, Lenore. Yeah, Lenore, how can our listeners stay in contact with you as well as, of course, updates on what's coming up next for you?
Basically, every week we have a new show coming out of Keeping Up with Cool, and you can go to firstrun.tv. And if you guys have Roku, which a lot of people do and a lot of people don't, so if you do have Roku, it's a purple box, and you would know, go to firstrun.tv. We're on Channel 5 there. We have a new show coming out every Tuesday. And basically, the TV talk show, just we have either celebrity guests stopping by or banter. Like, the episode we have out right now is a summer wrap-up. And basically, you see Joey and I on vacation with our little brother and some of our friends and our family. We're horseback riding on the beach. We're dune bugging through the forest. You see me burnt like a lobster. It's a great time. But with also different perspectives of other role models besides us, like that people do look up to. And I do like the fact that in the next up-and-coming episodes, and I know Joey can say the same thing, is that we had a lot of fans stop by the studio, and we were able to hear their perspectives on whatever topics we may be talking about and things that they're going through as well. So that's something that we really like to bring in, is to have more of an interaction. But everything you can go to is for about Joey, the show, wherever we're going to be traveling to next, whatever tour stops we're going to be at, you can go to teengrooveonthemove.com. That is like the home base of everything, considering it was the radio show, and now we're branching on over to Keeping Up with Cool. And like Joey said, the Twitter for the show is at Keep Up Cool. I can't speak. and mine is at Lenore Luca.
All right. Well, Lenore, Joe, thank you all so much for the time today. Really appreciate it. And congratulations on all the great things you all are doing and not only seeing your own dreams coming true, but also inspiring other people to go for their dreams. We really appreciate the time and looking forward to staying in contact with the two of you.
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you. Thank you. Absolutely.
Yeah, right. And we thank all of you for tuning in, both for our radio listeners as well as those joining us online through blogtalkradio.com. Now, if you did come in late and miss part of the conversation, thanks to our friends at Blog Talk, you guys can catch the podcast of this just a few minutes after we go off the air. You can go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Or also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. And we did you guys a favor. We actually tagged both Lenore and Joe on Twitter as well as Keeping Up with Cool on Facebook. So you can head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on that link. You can listen to the show completely for free and even share it with your friends using the social media buttons you'll find on the left-hand side of your screen. Again, thanks to our friends at Blog Talk Radio. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.